This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, while Tel Aviv feels a gentle sea breeze. Haifa is basking in sunshine. It's a beautiful day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that a U.S.-Saudi strike in eastern Iraq killed 20 Iranian advisors earlier this hour. Among the dead are Revolutionary Guard members and technical experts. Also from the Times of Israel, Donald Trump declared the U.S. will retaliate fiercely against Iran after attacks on bases in Jordan. The IDF denies any apology from Zamir regarding U.S. warplanes allegedly taking off from Israel. Also this hour, 24 News reveals that Israel is preparing for Election Day. Amidst missile threats, protocols for attacks are actively being drafted. Separately, JNS says a Hezbollah drone targeted an IDF vehicle in southern Lebanon earlier today. The IDF calls it a clear breach of the ceasefire. And finally, Axios covers Benjamin Netanyahu's significant meeting at the White House with Donald Trump 2 hours ago. They discussed future actions in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports just minutes ago on Saudi Arabia's plan for a coalition to secure Red Sea shipping routes against Iranian threats. The success hinges on U.S. involvement. Belaz News, a news aggregator, posted earlier today that U.S. strikes in Iraq killed around 20 Iranian operatives. This includes members of the Revolutionary Guard, according to a U.S. official. Avi Meir, an Israeli commentator, posted recently that Iran retains many capabilities despite the ongoing conflict. He questions if these should be handled diplomatically or militarily. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Saudi strike in Iraq. The New York Times reports that the operation targeted Iran-backed militia sites and facilities. This strike comes on the heels of tensions escalating after attacks on U.S. and ally forces. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain, as Iran might retaliate. Turning to the statements by Donald Trump, the Times of Israel highlights his aggressive stance following the attacks on U.S. bases in Jordan. His remarks add pressure to an already volatile situation. This rhetoric could influence U.S. military decisions in the region. Meanwhile, Israel's election preparations under missile threats are ongoing. I-24 News provides insight into the measures being taken. The committee is drafting specific protocols to ensure voter safety amid potential attacks. This underscores the unique challenges Israel faces in maintaining democratic processes during conflict. In southern Lebanon, Hezbollah's drone attack on an IDF vehicle marks a serious escalation. JNS notes the IDF's response, labeling it a violation of ceasefire agreements. This incident could lead to further military actions, affecting the fragile peace in the region. Finally, Netanyahu's meeting with Trump at the White House. According to Axios, they discussed the next steps in the Iran conflict. This high-stakes dialogue could shape future diplomatic and military strategies. The outcome might influence both Israeli and U.S. policies in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that former Sayera and Lusha executives launched a startup called Modus with a $10 million seed round. Their goal is to bridge the context gap in enterprise AI. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses strategies for saving real estate deals. It highlights a family company racing to finalize a multi-million shekel transaction amidst banking delays. And finally, Ynet Business covers a legal battle involving a Jerusalem Sabich stand. The dispute revolves around a tax bill related to assumptions about recipes and food waste. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.